The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. Body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Thank you.
gracious and loving Father, we give all glory and honor and praise to your holy name. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithful and your unchanging love. A love so great that you could not bear for any of your children to be lost. And so you sent us salvation, Lord. You gave us Jesus. And Jesus, we lift up your name today as the King of the universe and also as the King of our hearts. And we also look to our elders, Lord, as a beautiful example of the long life that is promised to us if we will just walk in your ways. And so we pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with us in our joys and our sorrows, and that we will look to you and walk in your ways and find our way to the Father. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And there is no way to the Father except through you. You are the living Word of God who lives and reigns with us forever and ever.